Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Angela Low is a creator and festival director of one of Singapore's, maybe even one of Asia's most luxurious jewelry exhibitions, the iconic Singapore Jewel Fest. Angela was invited by the Singapore Tourism Board and Singapore's leading jewelry retailers to create and grow the festival to world-class stature from 2003 to 2016. She has nailed the intricacies of producing a multi-million dollar showcase and takes a very strategic approach when executing the conceptual events. Angela Low is well known in Singapore when it comes to curation in fine jewelry. So today we thought we'd invite her on to find out more about the art of investing in jewelry. Angela, good morning. Welcome to Influence.
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, everybody.
People listening in want to know, how do I get started when it comes to jewelry investment?
I think all of us start with jewelry. When we look at jewelry, we think about a piece of art that you put on yourself or an accessory. Now, when you want to start at looking at jewelry investment, there are a few variables to look at. Most of the time, most clients that we have worked with for the last 10 years or more, they always look at the gemstones. In the beginning, in 2003, the whole attention was on diamonds, white diamonds. And then since 2008, we started getting the traction on color gemstones like sapphires, rubies, emeralds. And then of late, in the last 5 years, the attention has gone to other kinds of gemstones, which we call it the new wave of rare gems, which includes paraiba, tourmaline, spinels, paparazza. These are more exotic, precious gems that are gaining the imagination and the hearts of a lot of collectors. So these have also increased in price. Something like jade, when China opens up, the prices has gone up more than 30% since 2006.
Wow.
Until now. And it still retained that high value. So when it comes to Asia, a lot of times the focus is on gems. But of late, in the last 3 years, I've noticed that a lot of our clients, because of the global media and exposure to international brands through travel, design and craft has gained traction quite a bit in the last 3 years. But this phenomenon in terms of investing in jewelry with iconic designs has been something that, although it's new to Asia, it is something that's prevalent in the States.
Oh, so it's new. It's nascent here. Just growing.
It's just growing. It's gaining traction. But in America, if you go to Brodeur and Goodman, which is like the ultimate space for luxury, they have mostly independent designers with very iconic pieces. It's not just about the gemstones. It's about who has the kind of design that stands out. And even like the Museum of Art and Design in New York City, they have done shows every year to promote jewelry design that's iconic value and has historical value over time.
Oh, yeah, I love those pieces. Jade is something people associate with a lot of older Singaporeans even, and it's interesting to hear how much it's held its value. In fact, it's gone up.
Yes. Jade has always been appealing to Asians.
Yes.
Okay. And now it's made relevant because a lot of the designers, maybe for example, Yun is one good example. His jade actually has designs that are very contemporary. And he's an iconic designer. So this year, we're also bringing more jade jewelry. We have two more brands that are coming in. And their designs are more contemporary. So that's more relevant to ladies yourself and, you know, younger folks who love something that's more cutting edge.
Yes.
A little bit more like whimsical. And they have that in jade as well.
So interesting. You've been in this industry for a very long time. For investors who want to get the most out of their jewelry investments, you know, not quite looking at it as art or pieces to wear, but really looking at it as a store of value. What do you say?
I feel when you want to invest in something, when it's investments concerned, there's always various options. Why do we pick jewelry? Why do we pick stocks? Why do we pick funds? I think it's important that the investor, I mean, the person who's investing, knows what she wants or he wants. If he wants to invest in money that can give you fast return on investment, we speculate on stocks because that will be really fast. You can either go up or down and you get an outcome pretty fast and you can hold and can be manipulated because you can measure this and there is a yardstick. When it comes to jewelry, I think a lot of times the heart is involved in it. It's not just something of the rational mind. It's something to do with the heart as well. Because let's say, for example, and the investment in that takes on a different dimension. It's not just about money. It's also about your self-identity. Like, if I wear a piece of fashion wear and I add a piece of jewelry on it, it defines who I am. especially in today's world, you have to go out and make a mark for yourself, especially a professional woman. I mean, we have to stand out from the crowd in order to make a point, but without being loud. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? You move around and it sparkles, you get people's attention. And what you wear, it does give people the impression of who you are and what you're all about. So jewelry has the added element to it. And a lot of professional ladies are beginning to see that value, because I've seen an increasing number of shoppers that are these lawyers and bankers and professional accountants even. You know, they love the jewelry because it's a part of them and it defines them and it has its value. I'll give you an example. I have a piece of jewelry that I bought like when I was 23.
Okay.
A piece of diamond that is like a diamond ring, a small solitaire my mom gave me for my, I think, 23rd, I think graduation gift or something like
that. Right.
And, you know, today, I look at that ring and say, oh my God, so small. I'm going to wear this. Do I wear it? I can't. I've got big pieces everywhere because I've collected jewelry all the time. So it's never wasted. I have it there sitting there for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
And then I decided, I can't just let it sit there anymore. I'm going to create something meaningful out of it.
Yeah.
Also comes with it other pieces that I bought that I thought was very wonderful at that time. I was very young. Now becomes too small for me because, of course, I've grown a little bigger in size. Hopefully not too much.
The jewels have to keep up.
We have to keep up with that, you know, the growth of your growth with age, right? So I put them all together. This year I created this program called No Regrets because jewelry, there's no regrets with jewelry. When all these pieces that you have this, you've outgrown them, you can put them together. Our concierge can help you identify the designer that suits your style and is able to bring out, express your being now, the now present you.
Oh, so they can,
and they
repurpose
it.
Oh. And reimagine and,
yes,
and give you the woman
definition
that you are now,
yeah,
and your
see,
style.
The ring that I'm having, you see here?
Just, yeah, I love, which I can't take my eyes off.
But nobody can see it, but you know what it is.
But this is radio, so we can tempt them. I mean, it looks like a flower blooming on your finger, really.
And I'm not a flower-looking kind of person, floral girl.
Yeah.
I'm more structured.
Yeah.
And this is a designer that I work with, Caritel, of Singapore. And this flower is geometrics, the shapes of geometry.
Yeah.
So it gives me the kind of definition that I want, and yet it's feminine.
Yeah.
It's all accumulation of all my years of pieces that I bought and I no longer wear. And
oh, it's like a patchwork
of everything
of
I've
things
had.
That you've collected, and it is very
relationships
striking.
I've had that didn't work out. They all come in here. So I forget all those and I redefine this with a jewelry. So sometimes, you know, jewelry can be personal. It's a personal investment in yourself.
Mm. This reminds me of investing in art, really.
Yes.
You know, there's so much of the personality involved, so much of the sentiment involved, and so much of it is about appreciation of beauty as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And art as an investment is also the appreciation of people's talents.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Okay, we started by talking a little bit about, you know, the fact that I'm thrilled that diamonds, you know, still valuable.
Yes, it is. The size matters, though.
Oh, yes, I believe that firmly. I hope everybody important is listening in.
Size matters. When it comes to diamonds.
And holding its value. But what about gold? You know, earlier on, we started with talking about Ray Dalio earlier this year, talking about how gold is a very useful investment, and we've seen it increase in value in recent times. Has there been particular interest in creating more gold-related pieces here in Singapore or in Asia?
Most of the jewellery that we have are gold, so we have to define what kind of gold.
Mm.
So in Singapore's context and Asia's context, especially for Chinese and in the Indian community, specifically when you talk about gold, I would refer to like 22K and 24K gold instead, because in globally, 18K gold is also something people deem as precious and they carry around and they can create value, retention of value, and you can sell it with a defined value in it.
Right.
So if we look at 18K gold, the whole tent is filled with gold. It's all high fine jewelry, so everything is 18K gold.
Wow.
And only small percentage of 14K for those who want to have a piece of iconic jewelry, but they cannot spend for the gold. They have silver or 14K lower percentage of gold.
So Jewel Lux Singapore in town from 11th to 20th October. Why located here in Singapore, Jewel Lux?
Why is it located in Singapore? Because I'm Singaporean.
Is it going to travel?
Well, let's put it this way. This venture would have not have happened had it not been Singapore Tourism Board support.
Ah, okay.
And being Singaporean, I've always had this dream to make this place the hub for high jewelry in Asia.
Ah, so this is a dream in the making?
Yes. It's a vision I have and it's a dream I have.
Okay. How are we moving in that direction?
I think we're getting there. This year, we have actually attracted a lot of global designers and brands like Fred Leighton, Quiet, Lawrence Balmer, which is the designer of Louis Vuitton and Chanel jewelry. Now he's gone independent and he's with us. Brands like Vera Manella, who is actually famous for Sex and the City, Godzilla, a lot of celebrities, various things. They're all going to be here. So it's the first time that we get this constellation of superstars and super designers in a big way. We have up to 90 brands this year. And these are not just brands, they are super brands.
Yeah, I can see the light in your eyes there. So from the perspective of a businesswoman and your journey in business, what do you say to female entrepreneurs who want to get going themselves? I mean, taking a step away from this whole art of investing and looking at jewelry and what's coming up at the fair. But if we talk to women in business, you say this is a dream in the making for you. What do you say to would-be entrepreneurs out there?
Do not be afraid. Have faith in yourself. Sometimes the journey in entrepreneurship is really, really difficult. And you will feel times that you want to give up or be afraid to carry on. But don't. You'll find a way, because I believe in your mind, your willpower. If you want something to happen and you focus your energy and effort on it, things will fall in place and you'll find a way and you'll achieve what you want. Eventually.
Well, thank you so much. Really great talking to you. Can't wait to come to this tent filled
Please
with gold and precious jewels. Her name is Angela Low. She's CEO and founder of Jewel Lux International. Jewel Lux Singapore will be in town 11th to the 20th of October. You want to add something?
Yeah, it's at 11th to the 20th of October. Please come to the tent at the Orchard Road. If you see a big tent in the middle of Ngee Ann City, that's where Jewel Lux is. And it's the first of its kind in the world.
I can't wait to check it out. Thank
Please
you.
Please do.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.